Lee now with the three ball. She goes up. No, that was Zygmanowicz. She couldn't get it to play, and now it goes out of bounds off of Zygmanowicz. J-Well, what do you think of this fast pace so far?
It's been all the Penguin ladies so far.
All right, you're right. No score yet, fans, but the Penguins looking very solid. In the first 1 minute of play, 18:59, and the clock rolls. Flatten in the backcourt. Well, Flatten has just been such a superb get for the Penguins. Now Casalaggio has it, and Flatten takes it between the circles. She straight away picks up a nice screen from Williams. Now Flatten with a jumper. Missed it right. The horseshoe, it's back at her. Picked up, though, by Castillo with an offensive rebound. Check it, defensive rebound. Castillo on the home, on the Oaks. So across the middle now. Menlo's got it. Here's Fushikashi. She goes top of the key to Castillo. Back over to Fushikashi. Bounces twice outside, 12 on the shot. Now the three-point attempt by Zygmanowicz. Nothing. Flatten down with it. Flatten with her first rebound of the night. Over there to Casalaggio in the corner. Three ball on the way. Oh, just a little bit short. She missed a little right and a little bit left. She was in the right-hand corner. We're 2 minutes into it. No score yet. Undefeated Menlo. Three ball goes up. On the quick turnaround by Kepulele, the veteran, nothing. Penguins down with it. Casalaggio now Flatten gets caught up, but she's a heads-up play there. She gets it back off to Casalaggio as Fushikashi was diving on it with her. Now Fromm goes baseline. Olivia Williams thinks about the jumper off the glass, air ball. Jump ball now between Casalaggio and Zygmanowicz. J-Lo.
Not a whole lot of half-court action yet. It's been all transition, offense, defense.
No score yet, fans. 17:44 on the radio home of the Penguins worldwide. Coming to you from the Conlin Center, high above center court. Inbounds on the quick up and into Williams. Her third shot on goal from 3 feet. Missed that one. Oh, man, she was wide open. She's going to hate seeing that one, J-Wo, on tape. Now Sonnet Yee, the veteran. She kicks it off to Fushikashi. Sana E now over in the corner. Three ball attempt. No, it was only two. Missed it. Kepulele with another miss. And Flatten with another rebound. Flatten at 5'6". Now they get it to Olivia Williams. Finally, Williams from baseline takes a perfect feed from Flatten and buries it. The Penguins up 2-0. Quick transition. And now Selton Ridge forces the turnover. Picks it up right in front of the Penguin bench. Coming up on 17 minutes. Here's Flatten now between the circles. She slows things down. She drives in from the right side. Flat with a jumper. Oh, off the glass. Tipped out as Fromm was going at it against Stephanie Keir, who came in. Keir, a 6'2" sophomore out of Everson, Washington. And they called the foul against Fromm. First team foul of the game. Inside of 17 minutes, fans. Low scoring so far in the first 3 minutes. The Penguins 2, the Oaks nothing. The Oaks first place in the division. And now a three ball goes up. Oh, and the putback is good by the Menlos. Kepulele for two. And she pulled off a finger roll there after the first shot was missed. Head check now by Selton Ridge. Now back outside. Selton Ridge right wing three ball missed it left. Casalaggio comes down with it. So the spinner, it goes through. No bucket. Coach Mitchell with the palms to the ceiling. He didn't like the call. 2-2. Menlo ball on the long side. Penguins with no press. 16:24 to go in the first half. We are live worldwide from the Yukon to the Euphrates, J-Wo, as you know. Menlo now on offense, moving left to right. Menlo's got it. Here goes Fushikashi. Missed it. Man, there have been a lot of misses in this game. Nobody can seem to get it. Here's a perfect feed from Flatten. With a bullet pass from the chest, she hit Fromm right under the hoop. Penguins up 4-2. Quick transition. Here come the Oaks. J-Wo, three ball on the way. Oh, it just bounced off short by Kepulele.
Penguins get inside again.
Here's another bullet pass from Flatten. Same play. Flatten to Fromm. And the Penguins score again as Fromm has not missed. 6-2. Pretty good game so far. J-Wo.
Only 15:42 left in the first half here.
All right. And Coach Mitchell now has called the timeout. See if I can pull this up. There we go. We'll be hearing a lot of this as we go on. 15:42 to go, fans. Stuart Horn, J-Wo. On the radio home of the Penguins.
Radio.Dominican.edu.
And we are high atop center court from the luxurious, opulent broadcasting area, looking down on center court from the Conlin Center. That's right, Coach Collier is in the house, fans. If you didn't know it before, you can tell now. 6-2, the timeout has come to an end. It's Stuart Horn, Jay Well with you on radio.dominican.edu. Now we're back underway. Now from the corner, the Menlos have it on offense. They heave it back outside now to number three. That's Sonnet Yee. She goes left corner, gets it over to Fushikashi, who thinks three ball, doesn't want to do it. Now Yee, straight away, head check. Boy, she got something rich to bite on it. Kepua Lee, here's Yee on the way. Three, no, missed it short. Tap down, Williams is fighting for it. And the Menlos get it back. Boy, that was a great hustle there by Keir. Keir had three Penguins on top of her, and she was able to squirt the ball out and get it off to one of the Menlos. Here's Fushikashi over to the corner. Now they go left side. Fushikashi drives in. Now they get it off to Yee. Three ball again. Oh, she missed that one to the right. Castellaggio with it down. Flatten now is going to slow things down across the timeline. She brings it right across the middle of the court. The DU insignia. Fromm now has it at the top of the key. She fires it over to Seltenridge. Fromm scored the last two buckets for the Penguins. Lauren playing tonight without that knee brace. Over there, here's Flatten. Flatten drives in left side. She drifts across the paint. Eight on the shot clock. 360 spinner. Here's Flatten. No, missed it left. Flatten got a little dizzy on that one, Jay. Well, the Penguins have two team fouls against them. Here's Kepua Lee. Now over to the right side. Here's Fushikashi. All the way across, Lee. Drives in baseline left side. Lee off the glass. Oh, missed it deep. Shelton Rich gets tied up with Keir.
Three more Penguins set to come in here.
Okay, here comes Barnes. Kate Ells is coming in. And the presence of Chardonnay Nelson. And the Oaks haven't seen her yet this night. And Nelson is a great little weapon to have in waiting coming off the bench. She is one of the best shooters in the league. And when the Penguins don't start her and you see the secondary come in, you don't expect anything like Chardonnay Nelson. Oh, but now Keir steals it. Check it. That was Zig Manowitz who came back in, and she gets fouled by Flatten on the way up. Flatten had to stick the arm in there. Flatten's bleeding. Flatten's now there's going to have to be a referee's timeout as Flatten didn't get flattened, but she did get cut on the way up. I'm not sure what happened. There's no Zig Manowitz, and Flatten went up hard under the hoop. Zig Manowitz will go to the line. Jesse Mazza is in the house, fans, and he's going to run out there and bandage up the injured Dominican. A 20-second timeout. So far, Jay Woe, man, it's been back and forth, a low-scoring affair.
But DU's still on top by four.
Score of 6-2, fans, and you are listening to CalPAC basketball, a CalPAC doubleheader tonight. Our next broadcast, Jay Woe, for those of you listening, ladies basketball only on Tuesday, February 6th. That's a 7 o'clock game. J-Wo, oh, you know what? I think that's wrong. I think it's a 7:30 start. So we're going to be on the air at 7:20 with the pregame.
I'll show up for that.
All right, so J-Wo and I will be there for that. And then following that, the final CalPAC doubleheader of the year against Holy Names right here at the Conlin Center, February 15th. That's a big night around these parts. And Jesse Mazza is out on the floor cleaning up any mess that was made by Flatten. She's okay. She doesn't even have it bandaged up. She did have some blood dripping down her left forearm, but Flatten's okay. 13:54 to go when we come back. Jesse Mazza is out there spraying on the floor and wiping up stuff. I hesitate to guess what that stuff might be, Jay. Well, I think it's blood. I see Marcus Williams is in the house. Marcus Williams, one of the greats for Dominican of all time. Marcus Williams, who hit the biggest shot in Dominican history, out at Cal State Hayward with 0.3 seconds to go. He hit a 34-footer. Those of you who listen to Penguin basketball remember Williams. In fact, last year we were out there at the tournament, and the Hayward guys were still lamenting when Marcus Williams hit that long one. The biggest moment in DU history. Of course, that was before J-Wo was around. J-Wo was just a kid back then. But Marcus Williams is in the house, and it's always nice to have him around. 13:54 to go, 6-2 Penguins. And now they're following the trail that Flatten made on the way across the floor. Flatten was dripping off of that left forearm. She got cut somewhere along the way. How do you think she got cut, Jaywell?
I personally thought it was on the foul, so.
Well, I thought it was on the foul, too, but that foul occurred under the northern hoop, and now they're going all the way back across the floor in case she dripped blood, and I guess there's a bunch of spots around across the floor where she dripped all over the place. So that's kind of nice. Kind of a nice little description there. 13:54 is 5:43 on the West Coast, Jay. Well, we are in San Rafael, California, live from the Yukon to the Euphrates on radio. .dominican.edu. Jay, well, the freshman broadcasting sensation alongside his now a veteran on the airwaves, the communications major. Of course, this broadcast is brought to you by the DU Communications Department, where we are under the direction of Professor Melba Beals. With 13:54, I think they're done wiping up the floor now. Flatten pretty much covered the entire floor. I mean, they had to wipe up the entire. That took 3 minutes, and they're still wiping it up. Now here comes another rag by one of the officials. Well, the officials are really getting a lot of work in tonight, and they just got started. Everybody's going to cool off. You and I might have to stretch out after this timeout, Jaywa.
That could be right.
Well, yeah, you hate to get cooled off here. 6-2, and the ball is the clock finally is rolling. Inbounds on the short side, Menlo, and we are back underway. Man, that seemed to take forever. So anxious to get this game going. Such a big night. What, the Penguins could upset the Oaks? That would send a ripple effect across the CalPAC Conference, the likes of which have not been seen this season. Driving in is Zygmanowicz. She goes in on the left baseline. It's going to be Penguin ball. Zygmanowicz again. That's two plays out of the last three where Zygmanowicz has stepped out of bounds. Jaywo on the short side, so the Penguins have it long side. Full court heat from the Menlos. Flatten brings it across. She's got Sana Yi plastered to her. Now Flatten between the circles, left side. Fires it in. Chardonnay Nelson gets fouled along the way, and Char will go to the line. Char was on the right side with the up and under. And Chardonnay Nelson will go to the line, number 35. Chardonnay Nelson. The veteran for Coach Mitchell. Mitchell in his second season. Chardonnay on the way. 7-2 as Char buries the first. Nothing but swish there. Now coming in for the Menlos is Amy Castillo, who started the game. And out, Katie True. Castillo, the 6-foot senior out of Patterson. Second one she missed.
Short off the front of the rim.
All right. And it goes out of bounds off of Ells. So alongside still the Penguins with no pressure in the backcourt. 13-27-2. The Penguins on top. Early game one CalPAC doubleheader tonight. Menlo's working it on the inside. And they finally fire it into the paint. Boy, an easy shot on goal by Castillo. She missed it right side. Oh, Castillo is going to wince when she sees that one. The Penguins down with it. Flatten goes over to the corner. Ells. Left side, Chardonnay. It goes out of bounds. Penguin ball off of Zygmanowicz. Man, I wonder if her nickname is Ziggy. I don't know. I should check with the coach before I go giving nicknames. Inbounds on the short side. Chardonnay Nelson. Another foul. Chardonnay trying to get it off. And in her face was Fushikashi. Fushikashi picks up the foul. That's the third team foul against the Oaks. Two team fouls committed by the Penguins. And here goes Chardonnay Nelson to the line again. Conlon center falls silent. Nice arc. And that one goes, putting the Penguins up by 6, 8-2. Chardonnay back on the line now. On the way. Yes. So Char is 3-for-4. That's 75% where I come from, Jaywa. And where you come from, since we're both Dominican students.
Oh, yeah. In the math world...
It doesn't change much. Here's Fushikashi, left side. Zygmanowicz. She has a problem with Olivia Williams, so she cannot get the shot off. Williams with some tremendous defense. Fushikashi thinks left side. Stolen away now by Olivia Williams. Flatten has it. She brings it up across the timeline in the center. Takes it all herself off the glass. Missed it left. Oh, Flatten. Man, that is money for Flatten. Zygmanowicz comes down with it. Bounces it off of her hip. But is not called on the travel. No! Barnes forces the issue there. Barnes tips it out. Chardonnay Nelson has it. Left side, Char. Back over to Olivia Williams. Oh, under the hoop and a deuce for the Penguins on the unforced error. 12 minutes to go, 11-2. Penguins very strong.
That's right, Stu.
Penguins looking very solid. 12 minutes to go, exactly 11-2. Cal Panic basketball tonight. Oaks have it on the left side. Now they whip it back over to the right side. Fushikashi to Zygmunowicz in the corner on the left. Now Fushikashi thinking three ball. There's eight on the shot. Tying it up now is Sonnet Yee. And she flips it out of bounds, but Ells gets a hand on it. And it's going to be Oaks' ball on the short side. Coming in now for the Penguins is Baskerville. Out Flatten's going to take a seat, take a drink. By the way, Jennifer Jackson fans is done with her basketball career, that bad knee. I hate to report that. Jackson with a couple of superb seasons. Here's a three ball on the way, and the first three ball of the night is scored by Kepa Lee, the veteran. 11-5 now, coming up on 11.5. Here's Barnes, right corner. Barnes takes it herself, fires it out of bounds off of Fushikashi.
Dominican ladies showing lots of hard work right now.
Yeah, they are. They're working very hard, both teams, with the Penguins on top, 11-5. Coach Collier is on her, has come up off of the bench. Oh, the up and under by Olivia Williams, nothing. Chardonnay down with it, and Chardonnay with the putback makes it 13-5. Penguins by eight. We're coming up on 11 minutes in the first half. Getting ready to come in for Menlo. I don't know. They don't have her on the roster. J-Wo, but the shot goes off by 23. That's Castillo. And Barnes comes down with it. Baskerville brings it across the middle. Baskerville taking the place of the point guard. Here's Chardonnay Nelson. Over to the left side, Barnes.
A long three. That puts DU up, 16-5.
And Stephanie Keir is number 10. But they did have Keir listed at 42. So we're going to try and get that straightened out. J-Wo, but the Penguins hit the three ball. And Coach Collier calls the timeout. And that was a good time for the Penguins to pay back the three ball. 16-5, J-Well. Pretty heavy stuff.
But it's a fun evening here on Thursday night.
That's right. Stuart Horton, J-Well with you on radio.dominican.edu. And Marcus Williams is in the house, fans, for those of you who are wondering. And Brandon Davis. Take it away, J-Well.
All right, folks. Thank you all for listening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Menlo versus DU Penguins. The Oaks on a timeout. A full timeout brings out the DUC cheerleaders.
That's pretty good looking DU cheerleading squad tonight. How many we have out there? Eight, it looks like tonight. No, nine.
I counted nine.
Okay. Pretty good stuff. DU cheer in the house. And so is Brandon Davis, by the way, for those of you who are wondering. 10:50 to go. 16-5, Penguins on top. And J-Will, I realized, or the media table told me that Stephanie Keir was wearing 42, but then in that exchange with Flat, she got blood all over her jersey, so she had to change to jersey number 10. Zygmunowicz goes up right side on the baseline and powers one home off the glass. Boy, that was a good play from the left side. 16-7 now. 10.5 in the first half. CalPAC basketball on radio.dominican.edu. Chardonnay Nelson goes left side. Barnes thinking about it. Fires it indoors. Two. Ashley Fromm with a turnaround jumper fading away and gets it to drop.
Penguins have got it inside all night so far.
Yeah, they're working that paint very nicely. 18-7 DU. Is Zygmunowicz three ball good? From the right wing, way out there, Zygmunowicz pours it home. Man, that was smooth with a big majestic arc. Now it's 18-10. The Penguins maintaining a nice interval there of 8 points most of the game. I like it. Here's Barnes on the way for three. Missed it left. But, oh, Chardonnay gets tied up with Fushikashi. Now it's still in bounds. Fushikashi saved it, but Ells got it back. 9:45. The clock still rolls. The Penguins on offense. Here's Chardonnay Nelson with a bounce pass into the paint to Ells. Back outdoors. Barnes back up to Char. Drives in left side on the wing. 14 on the shot. Chardonnay Nelson has it. Fires it over now to Fromm, who just scored the bucket. Oh, and it goes out of bounds off of Ells. A poor pass. Ells was leaning in towards center court, and the pass came off the left hand.
It's a jump pass.
9:27. A jump pass by my color analyst tonight, and that is J-Wo, my lovable sidekick the rest of this season. J-Wo and I will also be bringing you some Penguin softball. That starts in February, I think, J-Wo. We'll have to check the schedule there. The Penguins with a new coach. Now we're back underway as the Penguins lead 18-10. Oh!
A couple subs to come in on the next timeout.
Yeah, in fact, Mary Crocker is one of those subs. And Zig Monowitz on the right side pours home another tray ball from the exact same place. She just hit the last three. 18-13, and now the Oaks are creeping back up. The Oaks undefeated so far in conference this season. Mary Crocker is in front of the media table with Flatten getting ready to come back into the next timeout. 18-13, Shar's got it. Right side. Now Shar, top of the key, eight on the shot. Oh, back over to Fromm, wide open. Fromm off the glass, missed it. Now got her own, gets her own rebound, ends up on the floor. Fushikashi comes down with it. Fushikashi brings it the length of the court, kicks back outside to Sonnet Yi. 18-13, Penguins on top. Yi, top of the key, three ball. Yi on the way, yes, rattles it home. 18-16, and Coach Mitchell calls a timeout, and I think that's a good call there, J-Wo, because things were getting kind of hairy there. The Penguins had an 8-point margin, and all of a sudden it's two.
Penguin ladies were standing around just a little bit. Needed someone for the inbound pass. And it's a team meeting for now. Looks like 8:15 left. And a 2-point lead. The Penguins hanging on to. It'll be two team fouls on the Dominican ladies. And the Oaks with three. Looking for some more action coming up right here.
Right here where?
Radio.Dominican.edu.
8:15 to go, fans. Stuart Horn, J-Wo, 18-16. DU on top. They're on offense and bringing it in from the right side. Now they're bringing it across the middle. And we are back underway as the clock rolls, coming up on 8 minutes. Now Mary Crocker's got it. Oh, it got away from Crocker. Crocker ends up on the floor.
She's hanging on like crazy right now.
Yeah, Crocker got caught up in a jump ball, and it's going to go the way of the Oaks. Crocker retreats back to the other side. So it was a poor bounce pass, to Crocker's credit. Crocker got tied up there. She's looking at her left thumb, but I think she's okay. Now Flatten is between the circles. Okay, here comes Sonnet Yi, right in front of Flatten. Now out there on the left side is Zig Monowitz, who scored the last three balls. Back outside, the tray balls by Zig Monowitz were epic. Here goes a jumper, an air ball, and Flatten comes down with it. Well, that was a big-time air ball by Kepu Ali, the veteran. I can't believe that. I don't remember the last time I saw that happen. And speaking of the last time I didn't see something happen, Flatten gets in the way of Menlo's Francis Sorensen, who went up the left side as the Oaks zigzagged the ball down the court. It was a 3-on-1, and Flatten forces the issue. Sorensen missed the shot, and it went out of bounds off of Sorensen's leg. The Penguins 3-on-1. Boy, that Flatten turned nothing into something. And a travel called on Casalaggio. It's going to be Menlo ball on the long side. Here comes Lauren Selton-Rich. They're going to bring her out, and Casalaggio gets yanked for Lauren. 18-16, fans. 7:22 to go. Clock rolls. We're back underway as the Menlos bring it across. Here is Sonnet Yi. Yi across the D insignia in the middle of the house. Out there is Zig Monowitz. She's now being guarded by... Oh, she traveled with it as she passed it off to Sonnet Yi, and Zig Monowitz didn't believe that one. Here comes Mary Crocker is out. Crocker with a low five to the coach, and she's being replaced by Olivia Williams. Now across the middle is... Flatten the Penguins off to the left side. Here's Chardonnay Nelson. Oh, three ball by... Oh, yes, by Flatten. Scores the tray bucket. And Flatten's got a range down now. Jay Woe across the middle. Here's Sonnet Yi. Now they drift it off left side. Here's Sorensen. Zig Monowitz for three on the way. Missed it left. Tipped out. Chardonnay Nelson picks up the rebound. Chardonnay with a nice low bounce pass. Over now to Fromm. Fromm gets it to drop with a whistle.
Off the glass, a 2-point, could be a 3-point play.
We'll see. Fromm is going to go to the line.
Here she is. Oaks huddling under the hoop. A couple subs in for the Oaks. Menlo looking to change things up here.
Right after the game. 6:35 to go. Here's Ashley Fromm on the way. Oh, yes. Fromm scores three for the Penguins. Very strong in the first half. 24-16.
The field goal is good. Some more half-court defense by the Penguin ladies.
Yeah, when they give you a free shot at it, you might as well take it. And now the ball has gone to the Penguins. Oh, a foul. Off ball. The foul was against... I'm not sure. Was that, who was that against? No, it's not going to be Penguin ball.
Should have been flattened, if anything. Inbound from the baseline.
Uh-oh. Now whistles are blowing. Oh, subs getting ready to come in. Kate Ells is coming in. Okay, the foul is against Fromm. Oh, and now Fromm gets yanked. Who went in her place? Ells came in her place. Okay. Now we're ready. On the floor for Coach Mitchell. Ells. Williams. Oh, a quick up and in. And it's just a very long two ball is buried by Kepa Lee, the veteran. 24-18, Penguins. First half action. CalPAC doubleheader tonight. Now the Penguins on offense. They get it indoors. Ells, Chardonnay Nelson, turnaround, Char. Left-handed from right in front of the bucket. A nice play there. J-Wo, 6 minutes exactly, 26-18. Penguins on top. Over to the left side now. Here's Sonnet Yee. Yee, straight away. We're inside of six. Now Fushikashi. Now Yee, straight away. A bullet pass indoors. They kick it back outside now. Castillo thinking three ball, 10 on the shot. Over to the right side. Here's Fushikashi. Now back over to Lee. Lee with a head check against Selton Rich. Didn't bite on it. Off the glass, yes. 26-20. That was a great play. Selton Rich now over to the right side. Selton Rich short on the long jumper. But Olivia Williams picks up the rebound and puts it back with a finger roll.
Second chance points right there. Quick transition.
28-20. Heads up play there as Olivia Williams picks up the deuce. Coming up on 5 minutes now in the first half. Kicking it back outside is Castillo. Now Fushikashi checks it over to Yee with a three ball. No. Chardonnay Nelson comes down with it against Menlo's Liana Kabori. Kabori, a freshman at 5'10". She's out of Newark. But the Kabori knocks it out of bounds. She stepped on the line, it looked like. The Penguins come up with it. 28-20, 5:04 to go. The clock rolls. Chardonnay Nelson brings it inbounds to Flatten. Very slowly out of the backcourt is Flatten, taking some nice deep breaths. Now she flips it out left side. Flatten's not tired, but Flatten's never shown that she's been tired at all season. She is such a heady player. Very wise, taking those deep breaths in the backcourt when there's no pressure. Oh, Flatten with a steal now after she missed the three ball. And then she gets slammed into by Yee. Flatten with a jumper up from the right side. Missed it short. Olivia Williams heads up, tips it out. Williams with the tries with the put back. Oh, no, and gets caught up in a jumper, and it'll be Penguin ball.
Ladies still hanging on to an 8-point lead.
That's right, 28-20 with 4.5 to go. Penguins are going to bring it in on the short side. Here's Flatten. And the Penguins with some heads-up D there. That was great. Olivia Williams now after Flatten gets it into her. The Penguins are going to slow it down. Here is Flatten gets it knocked away. Is that looking okay? Okay, good. Flatten's got it on the right wing. Flatten flips it indoors to Williams. Right baseline, kick back outside. Ells drives in. Ells off the... Oh, Ells gets it three times off the rim and gets it to go 30-20. And the Oaks are... Oh, the Oaks did something to cause a whistle. And the Penguins are going to get it right back, J-Wo, under the Oaks hoop on the short side. I wonder what they did. Indoors to Williams.
They're going quick again.
Williams goes for the up and under, and a quick foul is committed by one of the Oaks. In fact, that was against Stephanie Keir, the player who had to change her jersey after the blood got on it. So Olivia Williams is going to go to the line with a chance to put the Penguins up by 12. She's going to get two. Here it goes. The first one missed. Oh, brother.
Far off the heel.
Yep, she missed it deep and right. Second one now by the veteran is good. Number 44. That's Willie McCovey's old number. Do you remember who Willie McCovey is, J-Wo?
That's before my time, Stuart.
Oh, man. One of the greatest first basemen in the history of
baseball. Not that much.
That's right. He played for the Giants. Oh, man, you're too young. Good old stretch, number 44. 3:50 to go. Here goes Zygmuntowicz on the right side. Oh, and she missed it right, and it still went in. Another three ball. That's three from that right wing by Zygmunowicz. You see how she bounced that one off the glass? God, she missed that one so far to the right that it still went, 31-23. Now a pass over to the left side, Chardonnay Nelson. And they get it back to the top. Oh, a nice head fake by Selton Rich, but doesn't want to take the shot. Indoors, back over to Ells on the left. Seven on the shot. Here goes Olivia Williams with a 360 over to Chardonnay. Two on the shot. Chardonnay, oh, it's on the rim, no. Boy, it just sat there on the rim for what seemed like an eternity, maybe even two eternities. That's a lot of time. But it didn't go. 31-23. Penguins by eight. 3 minutes exactly in the first half. Fushikashi gets it over the left side. Three ball goes off by Kepulele. Nothing. Ells down with it. She flips it back over to Flatten. Flatten across the middle. Over to the left side, Ells. Now Lauren Seltonrich with another head fake. Seltonrich has patented that head fake. She's been doing it since she was a sophomore. And it gets everybody in the house to bite on it. I always think she's going up with it. And here we are about 50 feet away. From the opulent broadcasting area, radio.dominican.edu at the Conlin Center, up against the eastern wall looking down from high atop center court as the Penguins take on the Oaks tonight. The undefeated conference leaders, the Oaks. And the Penguins currently on top, 31-23. Coach Collier for the Oaks up against Coach Mitchell for the Penguins. Coming up on 2.5 fans, 31-23, Stuart Horn and Jay Woe. Here's Zygmunowicz over to the left side. Zygmunowicz drives it home. Kick outside now. Fushikashi three ball, yes. 31-20. Oh, they only gave her two there. Did they only give her two? 31-26 now. No, they got it. That's right. It was eight. So they got three. Another math lesson. Jay Will, you got to keep me honest over here. Here's Lauren Seltonrich between the circles. Here's a long two ball up by Olivia Williams. No. Down with it, Zygmunowicz. Oh, Zygmunowicz got hammered on the down, but she's okay. She flips it back over now to Sonnet Yee. Yee, who only stands at 5'3", plays about 8'3". The veteran.
The Oaks finally slowing it down to play some half court.
All right. Late in the first half. We're coming up on 1 minute and a half in the first half. And now the jumper picked up by Kepulele, the veteran at 5'9". She's out of Honolulu. 1 minute and 27 seconds. Here's Barnes, the Penguins by three. Oh, and the shot goes off by Olivia Williams. She missed it. She was not fouled. The block, the defensive play was all ball by Zygmunowicz. And the putback, as Jay well mentioned, by Chardonnay Nelson. Now Zygmunowicz kicks it back outside to Fushikashi. And she scores another three ball. That's two in a row. And now it's 33-31. With 1 minute exactly in the first half, the Penguins leading most of the way in the first half. In fact, the entirety of the first half. Let's see if they can go into the clubhouse with the lead. Here's a three ball by Flatten. No. Down with it, though, is Menlo's Kepulele, who picks it up, and then very slowly to Yee. Coming across the middle, 40 seconds in the first half. Mary Crocker getting ready to come back in if there's another stop in the action in the first half. Now over to the right side is Zygmunowicz. Oh, air ball. Oh, Zygmunowicz, who's been nails in the first half, throws up an oxygen ball, and the Penguins have it in the backcourt. 24 seconds, 23 on the shot. Here's Flatten. And now the coach has pulled Casalaggio and Mary Crocker back to the bench. They will not come in. The Penguins are going to get this last shot off. 11 now. 11 and 10. Okay, now it's 8. Now Flatten's got it. Here's Barnes, three ball on the way. Oh, Barnes buries it with 4.3. 35-31, 2 across the middle. Buzzer short. And Zygmunowicz, check it, that was Kier, tried to put it back. But the Penguins go to the clubhouse with a 4-point lead after the big three balls checked up there and buried by Barnes. Couldn't have come at a better time. That followed an uncharacteristic air ball thrown up by Zygmunowicz. 35-31 fans in the first half. At the end of the first half, Jay Woe, your assessment of this game so far?
Great piece of work right now, DU ladies.
Penguin ladies on top, 35-31. Worldwide Cal Pack action. DU cheerleaders are in the middle of the house getting ready for their performance tonight. Stuart Horn and Jay Woe with you from the UConn to the Euphrates. Worldwide from all corners of the globe, all of them, And that's a lot of corners. That's more than just four.
Deep and wide.
Take it easy over there. 15 minutes, folks. Penguin ladies on top, 36-31, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, radio.dominican.edu, about 3 minutes to go, and J-Wo and I are going to give you some stats on the first half. Man, what a bloodbath it's been so far. And I say that with all due respect, the first place Oaks playing against the Penguins. Penguins have only lost two games so far this season in conference. One of them came at the hands of the Oaks away. And the stats now for Menlo, very quickly. Amy Castillo, number 23, was 0 for 1 in her field goal attempts, and she played a little over 10 minutes. Kepua Lee, 5 for 12, 1 for 3 outside the arc. She played all but just a few seconds of that first half. Stephanie Kier took no shots at all, but hung in there and picked up two offensive rebounds and one defensive. By the way, Kepua Lee picked up four defensive rebounds, so she plays very large. And Kier had 14-plus minutes. Fushikashi, 2 for 4 indoors, 2 for 3 out. Picked up one defensive rebound at 18-plus minutes. Emily Zygmunowicz was 4 for 9 inside, 3 for 7, however, outside, and that was a killer. She hit 2 or 3 in a row there from the right wing that were just brutal. Sonia E, 1 for 7 inside, 1 for 5 outside, 1 offensive rebound. For the Penguins, Ashley Fromm was 4 for 5, very solid. She just missed that first shot starting things off. She had 1 for 1 on the free throw attempts, so that was pretty good work. Olivia Williams, 3 for 10. Not so good for Williams, who's usually pretty solid. 0 for 1 outside, 1 for 2 from the line. She picked up 7 rebounds total. Lauren Seltenrich, 0 for 2. Indoors, 0 for 1 outside. I don't know if that's correct. I got to check that. 1 rebound, 13-plus minutes. Alicia Flatten, 1 for 7 inside, 1 for 3 outside. That big, long 3 ball was hurled up there, and that was big. She played all but 3.5 minutes of the first half. Castellaggio, 0 for 1, 0 for 1 with 1 rebound. 2 defensive rebounds. Kate Ells, 1 for 1. Kate Ells played just a little under 10 minutes. Mary Crocker came in, some good defensive work, just in there for 1 minute in the first half. Stephanie Barnes, 2 for 3 inside, 2 for 3 outside, no rebounds listed. Baskerville in there for just a little over 2 minutes, and Chardonnay Nelson, 3 for 5 inside, didn't try any outside. 3 for 4 from the line, and she was 2 for 2. Let's see, 2 offensive and 2 defensive rebounds for a total of 4 for Char. So with 10 seconds to go, J-Wo, anything to report?
In the first half, Sue, it seemed that the DU Penguin ladies kept about an 8-point lead comfortably throughout, and the Menlo Oaks stormed back a little bit, came to within 2, now down by 5, and the Oaks have kept it in quick transition, didn't play much half court. Our officials for this evening so far are Ilana Robinson, Robert Martinez, and Kim Case.
All right, thank you, Jay Wo, our officials in the house from the NAIA. And we are about ready to get going with the second half of action. 20 minutes on the overhead, 36-31 Penguins on radio.dominican.edu. Is that going?
Yes, we are.
Thank
we
you.
Are on and
And
on.
We are rocking as the clock rolls. The Penguins now attacking the Northern Hoop. Menlo with the ball. Menlo at the top of the key. Here's Fushikashi over to the left side now. She gets it over to Castillo. Puts it back outside to Kepua Lee, and now a three ball by Zygmunowicz. No, from the right corner. Zygmunowicz can't get it to go. Boy, Zygmunowicz can run backward as fast as she can forward. Here's Seltenrich with a jumper. No, she drifted into the paint. Now it's picked up by Zygmunowicz, who flips it outside to Fushikashi. Slows things down. We're 30 seconds into the second half of this CalPAC doubleheader. The second half of the game one. Oh, and a three ball goes up. Long three ball by Kepua Lee. Nothing. And now Alicia Flatten has it between the circles. No score yet in the second half. Still 36-31. Here's Olivia Williams. Oh, Williams goes 360 on the spin move with the travel. Williams took about 5 steps there, Jay Will.
That bloodbath Stu was talking about earlier was a quick little injury, but took about 5-10 minutes to clean up.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, well, I was speaking figuratively, but J-Wo is mentioning the bloodbath that we had in the first half. Flatten got her arm cut, and they had to wipe up the entire court from end to end. 18 minutes, 50 seconds to go in this one. The Penguins on top. It would be a massive, massive upset if the Penguins could somehow squeak past the Oaks. And we'll have that for you live. Here's Zygmunowicz, three ball. Uh-oh. 36-34 as Zygmunowicz goes for a 24-foot three ball. Boy, she was way behind the arc there. Coach Collier up on her feet, 36-34. The only bucket scored in the second half was the three ball there by Zygmunowicz.
She's been a solid point producer for the Oaks tonight.
Man, you're not kidding. Indoors now to Williams. Casalaggio gets it back over to Flatten on the left corner. Back to Williams indoors with a good pass by Selton-Rich. Uh-oh, and now it's stolen away. Williams dives on it. Boy, that looked like a fumble in the backfield. And all the Penguins went diving on it along with Menlo's Fushikashi. And it's going to be Penguin ball. The jump ball goes away. The DU is on the short side right in front of the opulent broadcasting area. Penguins get it in. Three ball by Flatten. Oh! It was only 2 seconds on the shot clock. Flatten was a little bit deep with a missed shot. 18 minutes. Exactly. 36-34. And now the Oaks on offense. The Oaks transition down. Oh, and the Penguins steal it away, but it gets right back into the hands of one of the Oaks. Very short on the jumper now by Katie True. True only had a minute or two in the first half. Penguins now on the baseline, and Olivia Williams goes up and under and gets the and-one opportunity.
It was a huge hustle play out of the Penguin ladies here.
17:40 to go, fans. Olivia Williams goes to the line.
The Menlo Oaks were the first ones out of the locker room at halftime.
And they're very anxious. And Olivia Williams anxiously pours home another point for the DU. It's a 5-point advantage. And coming in place of Zygmunowicz, looked like Kepua Lee. Now let me check that. Amy Castillo came back in. So now bringing it across the middle is Sonnet Yee.
More and more DU fans pouring in to see this.
Yeah, this is a pretty good house for a Thursday night. And now the jumper goes up by Menlo, and they hit the bottom of the hoop. Oh, Coach Collier had a moment of yelling at one of the officials, but the officials somehow, J-Wo, they don't listen much. 17 minutes to go, fans, with about 17:10, actually. Indoors now, Fromm kicks it back outside. Now the Penguins on the perimeter. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Fromm thinking about it, but she's being guarded. Head, oh no, and now a travel's been called right in front of Coach Mitchell. And it was Lauren Selton-Rich with the walk. So right in front of the Penguin bench now. The ball will be brought in bounds from Kepua Lee to Sonnet Yee. Yee now holds up the left fist, indicating the play. 17 minutes exactly. Now over to the left corner is Lee with a fadeaway jumper for three. Very short. Pulled down by Selton-Rich. Over to Flatten now. Left side of the timeline. Flatten now comes diagonally across the middle of the floor. Over to Lauren Selton-Rich. And another head fake. Wide open. Selton-Rich for three. And the Oaks left her wide open as if to say, go ahead, give it a go. And Selton-Rich, nothing but swish on the left side now. Sonnet Yee's got it. She's between the circles. We're at 16.5, 42-34. Now the Oaks on offense. The Oaks, oh, the Penguins playing some massive defense. The Penguins have the tall team in there with Fromm, Selton-Rich, and Olivia Williams down low. Here goes the three ball in and out and in, scored by Kepua Lee. Was that a three ball, J-Well?
Three more?
I think it was. 42-37. Now Fromm, left corner Selton-Rich, baseline. Oh, Williams was thinking about it. Here goes Selton-Rich deep with a long three ball. Oh, and it came out of bounds off of Sonnet Yee, who thought about doing a stage dive into the Penguin bench. It's going to be Penguin ball on the short side. Ells comes in, place of Ashley Fromm. Lauren Selton-Rich out. And I didn't... Oh, no. Selton-Rich is going to bring it in bounds right in front of the Penguin bench. I thought Selton-Rich was retiring from the floor, but she's not. Inbounds to Ells. Oh, great pass in. Ells kicks it back outside. Three ball now flattened on the way. Another shorty. Boy, Flatten's missed two of those from the exact same place on the left wing. Very short. as the Menlo men are retreating to the locker room. Up and under with a superb play there with two ball by Stephanie Kier. 15 and a half to go, 42-39. The Penguins maintaining their lead, but it's not comfortable. It never is. Indoors now to Ells off the glass, deep. Coming down with it is Selton Rich, and they get tied up with Fushikashi. As Barnes and Chardonnay Nelson are getting ready to come in place of Williams and Selton Rich. And it's going to be Menlo's ball on the jumper on the long side. 15 and a half to go, 42-39. Radio.Dominican.edu. Across the middle now is Sana Yi, the point guard. She kicks it off left side to Kepua Lee. Now over to the right is Fushikashi, thinking about it, coming up on 15 minutes. Here's Castillo. Now they kick it outside and a walk. No. Oh, brother, a hand check is called on Casalaggio. So that was on the ball as Kepua Lee just drifted across the paint. That's a first team foul in the second half as Baskerville comes in place of Flatten. Flatten will take a minute or two just to get a little air. Coming up on 15 exactly. Here's Sana Yi left side. The Penguins playing some massive defense. The Penguins are up by three. And another play that hits the bottom of the rim by Kepua Lee. That's two in a row. And the Penguins come down with it. Chardonnay Nelson across the middle. Chardonnay working the point as Flatten is off on the bench. And now it's muffed by Casalaggio. Fushikashi gets it coast to coast. Oh, and a great, what a tremendous rejection by Baskerville, who flings it over to Barnes on the left side. Boy, she just heaved it across the court there, J-Well. Now
it's
Chardonnay.
Four.
Chardonnay goes
in the way.
All right, Chardonnay goes between the circles. Ells with a jumper left. Oh, in and out. Oh, and Baskerville comes in and smashes into Menlo's Amy Castillo on the down. Oh, man. That would have sent me to the hospital if Baskerville came in very hard as Lauren Seltenridge comes back in and Casalaggio heads back to the bench.
Do you bench bringing in some energy and much-needed hustle? Here we go.
We're inside.
Action's coming across court.
We're inside of 14 and a half, 42-39. The Oaks in first place, undefeated in the conference as the conference is coming down to the last couple of weeks. This would be massive if the Penguins could somehow get by them. It would send a message across the conference. Up from the left side, in and out, and back in now by Stephanie Kier, who pours that one in from the left side.
Inside again to you ladies.
Good play there by Chardonnay Nelson, who brought it in from the key. She worked both sides of the paint, pours it home, 44-41 DU. Coming up on 13 and a half on this CalPAC doubleheader tonight. We are in the second half of game one. Kier has it. She flips it across, long side on the court to Castillo. Back over now to Kepua Lee. Goes three ball in and out. Chardonnay down with it. Oh, man. The Penguins needed that miss to maintain their momentum. Here's Barnes. Barnes flips it over to Lauren Seltenridge. Here's Ells now. Left wing Ells outside the three ball line. She wants to think about it. Here's Barnes, 10 seconds on the shot. Heaves it over Selton Rich. Here goes Baskerville for three, very short. Chardonnay gets a hand on it, but it's caught, taken down by Sana Yi. Sana Yi, one on one against Selton Rich, and the foul was way before the shot went off, though it went through the bucket. Oh, it's an offensive foul. The Penguins get the ball back. Collier now is just screaming at Sana Yi. Oh, Collier.
Hasn't had a seat tonight.
Nope, she never does. You'll notice over the next 4 years, Jay Will Collier is really into coaching. You know, she used to be a coach here many years ago at Dominican. Now she's the head coach. Oh, a jump ball forced between Barnes. It was forced by Stephanie Kiev. Kiev stands at 6'2", the tallest player on either team. With the exception, of course, of Mary Crocker, who's at 6'3".
It huddles on both sides. Menlo. Penguins. And I hear Eye of the Tiger getting us all pumped up. Fans are dancing. Team is ready. We got a camera crew in here this evening. And it sounds like Stu's back. And here we go.
Radio.Dominican.edu.
I wonder who's the chorus there singing the DU radio thing. There's a whole bunch of them. 1237 fans, J-Wo in the house along with myself, Stuart Horn. 1237 to go, 44-41. CalPAC doubleheader tonight.
Men coming up.
Yeah, the guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. The Penguins with a three-point advantage so far.
We already saw Menlo's men team head into the locker room.
Yep, they are in the house. And I did see Coach Tavani around. Oh, the Penguins get it on the inbounds. Baskerville was all alone but couldn't hang on to it. Three ball on the way. Baskerville missed another one short. Baskerville follows it up and tips it out. Chardonnay Nelson with a rebound. 12:25 to go, fans. Char drives in left side of the paint very hard. Oh! Chardonnay Nelson up and under. Char buries the duck from the baseline on the right side. The Penguins by five, 46-41. Getting late. Coming up on 12 minutes. Now the Oaks have it on offense. Kepulele. Oh, Kepulele throws it away, and Saltonrich steals it. Now that was large. Here's Baskerville. Baskerville 0 for 2 outside the line now in the last couple of series that have taken place. Here's Chardonnay Nelson, who just scored the deuce. Char for a long two ball, missed it left. And it's pulled down now by Kepulele. Well, Lee's been in the Conlin Center many times, the junior out of Honolulu. But she's been tough ever since she was a freshman. And now she's filled out very nicely. Menlo in first place in the conference. Undefeated. Could tonight be the night, Jay? Well, is there a miracle in the offing? 46-41, fans. Here goes a long three ball by Fushikashi. Oh, she missed it short. Char gets tied up, and it's, oh, man, they give it to the Oaks. Coming back in is Flatten and Olivia Williams in place of Baskerville and Els. Also in Fromm. Fromm is probably going to replace Seltonrich, and she does. No. She replaced Chardonnay Nelson. Oh, Nelson's been playing very solidly. Chardonnay Nelson, one of the best up-front players in the conference. I'd like to see more minutes out of her. So now a long inbounds, and the Oaks from right under the hoop gets it into Fushikashi. Now Yi, left side Fushikashi. She's got it. She's setting up to play. The Penguins by five are coming up on 11 minutes in the second half. Fushikashi over left side Kier. Oh, and a foul against Flatten. It's going to be Menlo ball.
Penguins keeping lots of energy on the floor.
That's the third team foul committed by the Penguins. Only one committed in the second half by the Oaks, so it's unlikely that any double bonus is going to come into play tonight. Oh, and now Seltonrich with a masterful steal. Seltonrich brings it across the middle. Seltonrich left side. Now she's going to slow things down. Fromm takes it up. Oh, Fromm with a foul and a deuce.
The U bench is pumped up.
Man, all the players on the bench came up on their feet with that great play by Fromm, who's going to the line and a chance to make this a three-point play. On the line, Ashley Fromm. Yes! Nothing but swish. 49-41. Can the Penguins hold on? We're inside of 11, fans. Worldwide. Radio.dominican.edu. Across the middle now is Sana Yi. Yi now gets it over to Fushikashi. Now over to the right side to Kepulele. Lee has Flatten plastered to her. Flatten almost broke that one up on the last play. Here goes a big long three ball. Very high, but very deep. That shot by Sana Yi does not go. And now Yi breaks it up as the Penguins tried to transition to the ball quickly to the other side, but Yi got a hand on it and broke it up. 10-25, 49-41. The Oaks moving from right to left toward the southern hoop. J-Wo and I sitting on the eastern wall as usual. Now Kepulele gets it over left side. Now Yi has it from Fushikashi. Another three ball by Yi. Another one that's deep, but it's hauled down by Amy Castillo, who gets it to go. No, whistle's blue. Whose ball is it going to be? Oh, one of the Penguins committed the foul. It looks like it was committed by 32. That's Ashley Fromm. As the referee comes up, holds up the three and the two, indicating to Media Row who the foul was against. Amy Castillo on the line. Very high arc. Oh, and back at her. J-Wo, as she missed that one.
Off the heel.
Very nice deep. And coming arc in now is Katie True. True has on a big knee brace on the right leg. We'll keep an eye on True. Had just a minute or two in the first half. Now the second free throw is good. Went in the right pocket there.
Subset to come in on both sides.
Yeah, Chardonnay Nelson getting ready to come back for the Penguins. The Penguins up by 7. We're inside of 10 minutes now, fans. Just inside of 10. On the left side, the Penguin men scheduled to tip off in 51 minutes. We are at 6:49 on the West Coast. Here's Barnes, 3-ball left side. Barnes!
A huge cheer out of you, fans. Penguins, let's hear it.
Penguins by 10 as Barnes nails a 3-ball from the corner. Chardonnay in, Ashley Fromm out. Back up to 10. Man, the Penguins let it get to 2, and now it's back up to 10. Barnes comes through with a tray ball at a very opportune time. Now Sonnet Yee has it. Top of the key. She fires it over left side to Frances Sorensen. Oh, and now the Penguins with another steal as Olivia Williams breaks up the play. 9:21 to go. The Penguins by 10.
Menlo's been sweating all game here.
Oh, Chardonnay Nelson goes up left side with a left-handed layup. Chardonnay is a lefty, but missed it a little bit left. Three L's. And hauled down now by the Oaks, who have it back at the other end. 9 minutes exactly, fans. 52-42, Penguins. Penguins hanging on for dear life in the conference. Oh, I thought Salton Rich broke up another one. Now outside Sorensen, thinking about it, she drills it back inside. 4 on the shot clock. Here's Sonic E, right side. Sonic E, oh, no. She buries a duck. What a super play there by Sonic E. The team leader across the middle is flat. The Penguins by 8 L's. Getting ready to come back in. Coming up on 8.5. Here's Flatten. Flatten out on the left wing. She drifts back over to the center. Now she throws it away. Oh, man, Mitchell hated that. I got to tell you, the broadcasters hated that, too. That was a terrible pass. Katie True came up with it. Came right into True's neck. I don't know who Flatten. She's trying to hit one of the Penguins under the hoop. Now here goes Kepulele up from the right side. Kepulele converts. So the Penguins have to look at 4 unanswered, 52-46. 8 minutes exactly. Here's Barnes, the last to score for the Penguins. Flatten goes up left side between the circles. Flatten over to the right. Selton Rich with a head fake. Nothing. Barnes thinking 3-ball. She's out there in the right corner. Barnes on the way. Oh, she missed that one left. And it's hauled down. Let's see. That was Katie True pulled it down. True now top of the key. Gets it over there to the Kepulele on the way. 3-ball, no. Oh, and it's tipped out. And the Oaks come up with it. Amy Castillo, left side now. Here's Sonnet Yee. 7.5 fans, 52-46. Right side is Sonnet Yee. Yee very slowly and methodically going through the motions. Right side for 3, yes. Yee with a limp wrist. She knew that one was coming, and Mary Crocker's getting ready to come back in. Coach Mitchell is going to put the big team in there, as Crocker at 6'3" is the biggest player on either team. Holy cow, this is nutty, and you're listening to it worldwide right here on
radio.dominican.edu.
That's right, Jay Woe, very good on the timing there. It was some solid work as the Penguin cheerleaders make their way back out onto the floor. And as Jay Woe mentioned, it's right here on
radio.dominican.edu.
You know, I'm loving that so much.
We have to record a new one.
Well, what are you talking about, man? That's sweet. 7 minutes and 13 seconds to go. Stuart Horn and Jay Woe worldwide on the DU Radio Network. Worldwide. We're going through satellites. We're going wireless. We're going everywhere tonight, Jay Woe, as usual. On the radio home of the Penguins, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. 7:13 to go. Penguins by 3, 52-49. It's just been back and forth all night, but the Penguins have not trailed. Except for the first 15 seconds of the game, J-Well. So this is, we're coming right down to it tonight. A CalPAC doubleheader. The Oaks unbeaten in conference. They got past the Penguins at home. That was away at the Oaks Center down in Atherton. That's right there by Stanford down the 101. About an hour away. So the Penguins are going to have it on the far side of the court. The timeout has come to an end. J-Well and I are back. Into the backcourt is Chardonnay Nelson. The Penguins moving left to right. Attacking that northern hoop. 7 minutes exactly now. Set 52-49. Second half action. Casalaggio gets it over to Mary Crocker. Crocker threw it away. And Zygmunowicz comes up with it. Zygmunowicz is all alone. Zygmunowicz with a layup. And now the Penguins by 1, 52-51. Crocker's got to work on that passing. Crocker, one of the DU radio favorites. has not had a good showing tonight. She's been in now for 2 minutes. She had one muffed receiving of a pass and one muffed pass away. And now the Penguins with a walk. I think that was on Els. And Crocker gets yanked. And in her place is Ashley Fromm.
Lady Penguins looking to regroup right here.
6.5 now, fans. 52-51. The Penguins by 10, about 2 minutes to go. Baskerville getting ready to come back in for the Mighty D's. Here's Zygmunowicz with a jumper fading away. The horseshoe in and out. Taken down now by Els. Els in the backcourt all alone. She gets it back off to Chardonnay Nelson. Nelson now. The Penguins need a good field goal right here. Some very solid showing now. Oh, they get it indoors to Castellaggio, who goes over the top of her head. Oh, what a play. Castellaggio is a blind look and puts the Penguins up by 3, 6 minutes exactly. In the backcourt now, moving from our right to left, is Sonnet Yee. Yee across the middle. Yee over to the left side now. Fushikashi back to Yee. Playing catch, 15 seconds to go. Here's a long three ball by Kepa-Uli. Short. Chardonnay Nelson takes it down. Come on, Char. Brings it coast to coast. Uh-oh. And Char slams into one of the oaks. And that looks like she pounded into Sonnet Yee. Yee at 5'3". Chardonnay Nelson, who is listed at 5'9", but she's got her by about 40 pounds.
Menlo had numbers, 4-on-2.
Yep, and the foul was against Yee. I guess she had not come set, although she did a good bit of acting. The Penguins are going to have it on the short side whenever Flatten gets the ball. She's out in the end zone area, and now the towels are coming out as the referees are going to have to wipe up where Yee fell backward. I think Yee was working for an Oscar there. She was acting as if she had come set. A good job of acting. I mean, she had me fooled, but not the referees. 5:37 to go. And inbounds, they get it to Els with a quick up and in. And Els missed it. It was an air ball by Els. The Penguins tried that quick up and in move. Oh, and now it's a muff kick off the foot of Katie True. 5.5 to go exactly, fans. 54-51.
Penguin and a timeout.
Timeout has been called by Caitlin Collier, the head coach of the Menlo Oaks. And you are listening to live CalPAC basketball on the radio home of the Penguins.
Radio.dominican.edu.
Stuart Horn and DJ J-Wo. And J-Wo is going to have his own show coming up very soon on the part of the communications department program. What's the name of your show?
You know, I'm still thinking of that one.
Okay. All right. We might have to nail that one down tomorrow in class. Do you know what days you're going to be on yet?
Oh, that's Monday, Wednesday, 3 to 5, folks.
Okay, so
you're going to
be able to hear. Yeah, you're going to be able to hear J-Wo starting right around February 1st. Monday, Wednesday, 3 to 5. But we don't have a name for the show yet, huh? Well, we better nail that down.
Oh, we'll be working on that outside of class, too.
By the way, tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department, where we are under the direction of Professor Melba Beals. 5 minutes, 30 seconds. Stuart Horn, J-Wo, 54-51. Penguin women on top. The end of the timeout has come. And the ball, let's see, the Penguins are back on the court. There's Els, Selton Rich, Castellaggio, Flatten, and Fromm for the Mighty Penguins. 5.5 to go. The Penguins have led all night. And now it's only by 3 against the first place Menlo Oaks. The Oaks, J-Wo, undefeated in conference this season. So very, very strong are the Oaks in the NAIA Division II CalPAC Conference. The clock rolls at 5:27. Flatten's got it on the long end. And now Collier's putting on the full court pressure. Menlo's have played a little bit of full court tonight. Fromm's got it on the right wing. She's just outside the line. It's about 6 inches. Now Flatten's got it as Fromm sets up a screen. Fromm screens out a couple of Menlo's. Good work there by Fromm. It's a veteran move. Selton Rich throws it away. Uh-oh. Oh, blue 25. Kepa-Uli with a foul, and Collier can't believe it. Collier is really riled up over there. Ooh. Oh, Collier's dropping bombs left and right. 5:05 to go. Let's get a mic over there.
I don't think I'm going to share mine.
Maybe we should. 54-51. You know, I think Collier had a legitimate beef there. But I would never say that against the Penguins. Here's Selton Rich, left side. Selton Ridge now has Zygmunowicz just plastered to her. Over to the right side now is Casalaggio with a low bounce pass indoors to Fromm. Fromm drives it in. Oh, Fromm didn't take enough time to look at it. The defender backed off of Fromm. That was Kepulele. And Fromm was expecting a little resistance. Flung it up there and missed it short. So now Fushikashi has it over to Yi. Here's Fushikashi with a head fake, thinking three ball. Fushikashi now gets it indoors. And a two ball goes in by Kepulele, and Lee's going to have a chance to go to the line to tie the game. It's 54-53, and this would be the first time since the beginning of the game that the score has been tied. JWO.
Officials finally taking the whistles out of their mouths. There'll be some free throws here.
So the veteran, Kepulele, has a chance to tie the game. Out Ells, out Casalaggio. As Chardonnay Nelson and Olivia Williams have come back in for the Penguins. 4:29 on the clock. It is not rolling, but Kepulele is all alone in the spotlight. On the way. Game tied. 54 up. Penguins now on offense. Quick transition. They get into the hands of Flatten. No better person to put it in the hands of, I'm going to say. Uh-oh, and Flatten. Just as I say that, Flatten has it ripped away by Kepulele, who just tied the game. 4 minutes and 13 seconds to go. Sonnet Yee's got the ball on the left side. Fushikashi now back to the middle. Outside work. They're working the perimeter. Fushikashi thinking three ball, but Lauren Seltenrich won't let her take the shot. Nine on the shot. Here's Zygmunowicz for the three ball short. Taken down by Fushikashi, the putback. And for the first time tonight, the Penguins lead by the Penguins trail by 2:56-54. The putback there was a very nice play by Fushikashi. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go. Here's Fromm outdoors, stolen away. And now all alone by Katie True. Katie goes left side, missed it up on the glass. Now the putback by Fushikashi. And all Selton Ridge could do was foul. Uh-oh. Selton Ridge comes up holding the knee. No, that was Selton Ridge. And for the last 3.5 years, JWO, Selton Ridge has worn a brace on her knee.
Looks like she's already rubbed some grass on it. She's back in.
She's back up on her feet, but she is limping. And now Coach Mitchell calls a timeout. 56-54, and for the first time tonight, JWO, the Penguins are trailing.
But they've been showing energy all night long, and we'll see if the Elks have anything to pick up here. Penguin ladies have been quick to get on D here, looking like they'll need it in order to come back from a two-point deficit. And next Tuesday, keep in mind, we'll have the DU ladies playing UC Santa Cruz. It'll be only the women that night, and I hope we get a crowd out here. Keep in mind, February 15th, we'll see Holy Names University here. That'll be men and women, I believe. A huge game. Dominican fans, got to come check this one out.
On the line, shooting two now. As the Penguins trail by two with 3 minutes and 32 seconds is Fushikashi. Kelsey Fushikashi on the way, yes. Penguins down by three. This is why the Oaks are in first place, JWO. A big second half surge.
They didn't have to say much at halftime.
Nope. Oh, boy. The second one's missed, but it's hauled down now by Kepulele. Top of the key is Sonnet Yee. Sonnet Yee with the black street socks all the way up to the knees. She's between the circles. Then she gets it over the left side now. Fushikashi coming up on 3 minutes. Here's Yee. Yee has Flatten on her. Now they go top of the key over to Kepulele, who drives in 360. Lee with a travel. Oh, man. And Flatten got, Flatten got Flatten. She's on the floor. Oh, man, and Flatten has done something very, very bad to that left ankle as the place has fallen silent. So Jesse Mazza runs out onto the court. Oh, man, Flatten got nailed. She rolled that left ankle. She's holding the ankle, and she's pounding the right foot on the floor. She's lying there in the middle of the Conlin Center, and everybody's very quiet as Flatten, the starting point guard for the Penguins. Oh, man, Jesse Mazza is holding it, trying to hold it in place. Now he's stretching it out. Let's just hope it's just a sprain. Was it travel? It's going to be Penguin ball when we resume play. But Alicia Flattens lying on the floor, her hands over her face. She's really hurting there at the resumption or at the conclusion of that last series. 3:08, the Penguins trail by 3. But the bigger story here is Alicia Flatt, the point guard, is lying on the floor, her left ankle injured pretty severely. And she's pretty tough. I haven't seen Flatt get hurt yet this season, but she got nailed. Now Flatt is being helped up by Jesse Mazza. Or it looks like she might have to be carried off the court. Little old Alicia Flatt, now she's... Okay, now the Conlin Center's giving her a round of applause as she walks off the court under her own power with Jesse Mazza very close. And Flatten, as Jay Will mentioned, Flatten's getting ready to rub some grass on it. All right, so Flatten looks like she's okay. It looks like she might have a fat lip there, too, Jay Will. Like she got smoked on the ankle and the mouth in one play. We'll keep an eye on Flatten, but Flatten left the court under her own power, and the Penguins have the ball. They're down by 3, and we're ready to get going. Let's see who came in her place. Chardonnay Nelson came in her place, and now a whistle's blown. Not sure what. 3:07 to go. A 30-second timeout has been called now by Coach Mitchell. So that's a pretty heads-up play. Let's see. Where is Flatt? She's over there. Okay, she's getting tended to the training table just off of the northeastern corner of the basketball end area.
Penguin Ladies still looking to pull off an upset here.
Flatten's got the shoe and the sock off, and Jesse Mazza's poking around on that ankle. Flatten is no longer crying. Her face is no longer a deep shade of red, so that's good. Her face, she's got the color back in her face, J-Wo, and that's always a good sign.
And now the team strategizing, hoping to come up with something here. 3:07 left. It's been energy all night long, back and forth. We are looking for some defense on the Penguin Ladies.
Hey, you're not kidding, and Flatten's a huge part of that. I wonder if she'll be able to re-enter the game. I hope she's okay. B, I hope she gets back in, because we need her something terrible. 3:07 to go, 57-54 Oaks. And now the ball is brought inbounds on the long end, a full court pressure. Now Olivia Williams got it as the Penguins zigzagged it up in the court. Zygmuntowicz goes up, and it's going to be Menlo Ball. Oh, Zygmuntowicz went up against Chardonnay Nelson, who can't believe it. Chardonnay is staring down the official, but the officials get that so much, it's like they're immune to it. Chardonnay really flipped her a stank eye there, but it really didn't. It affected the official not one bit. 3 minutes exactly overhead. Fans 57-54.
Penguins only looking a little unorganized.
And so now one of the Menlos, oh, somebody's got five personal fouls, and one of the Penguins is going to have to leave the court. I'm not sure who that was. It must have been Chardonnay Nelson. She was the one called on the foul. But I'm not sure what the timeout was about. The Penguins were just about to bring it in on the short side, and then a timeout was called. I think the officials had called that timeout. Now, Selton, no, it wasn't against Char, and it's not on the scoreboard. So now the Penguins have it on the inbound. Chardonnay Nelson has it. Boy, three ball could tie things right here. Chardonnay thinking about it. She goes up against Kepo Lee. Chardonnay does convert from the left side with a layup.
A huge 2 points.
57-56. Penguins staying very close as they led by 11 just a few minutes ago. But now they trail by 1 as we are getting very late. 2:40 to go. Here's Kepo Lee, feeds it indoors. And a great turnaround play there by True. True gets it to drop. True's come through a couple times late now. True with that knee all braced up. Oh, and now the Penguins throw it away. And now all alone is Fushikashi right side. She goes up and gets the bucket and the foul against Lauren Seltenrich, who ends up lying against the back wall. Seltenrich slammed into the padding on the back wall, but she hit it so hard, I can see some birds flying around her head there, J-Wo.
Just a quick wince, and she's back up.
The veteran is Seltenridge. Oh, Seltenridge smashed against the wall. She just checked her nose for blood, but she's okay. Fushikashi now as the Penguins trail by five. Fushikashi on the line. Up. Missed it right. Tipped out. Olivia Williams comes up with it. Oh, man, that was large. 2 minutes and 15 seconds, and the Penguins might need it all. Over to the left side now is Chardonnay Nelson. Now she drifts right. Chardonnay now bounce pass into Olivia Williams. Back outside to Char. Drives in the paint. Oh, up to Seltenridge. Wasn't expecting it. Penguin ball on the short side. 2 minutes and 1 second to go as fans are now pouring into the Conlin Center. And believe it or not, fans, Alicia Flatten has come back into the game in place of Castle Agia. And that is large. We might have to start calling her Wonder Woman. I mean, she was just in trouble a minute ago. And now Williams tips it out. And they give the ball to the Oaks. How can they do that? Williams had it. And now they're going to call. The ball couldn't have come out off of the Oaks. And they're going to... Okay, it's going to be Penguin ball after the officials met. I mean, that was ridiculous. Williams accepted the ball. And then it was pushed out of bounds by one of the Menlos. And they wanted to give it to the Oaks. 2 minutes exactly, 56-61, as only 1 second rolled off the clock on that play. Inbounds now to Barnes. Penguins trail by five. Right side, Barnes goes up and under and hits the bottom of the backboard as True hits the floor. True is lying there with her arms spread everywhere. The Penguins knocked that one away. It's going to be Menlo ball on the long side. We're well inside of 2 minutes, fans. 61-56, the Penguins trail by five. Over to the right side now are the Menlos. Now they're behind the... They're way outside the key, and they're just killing some of the clock. Penguin men are demanding defense over there as they're getting ready to come in for their game. Everybody in the house getting into this. Now a long three ball is thrown up by Kepua Lee. 63-56. They only gave her two on that. I thought she was outside the line. Ashley Fromm getting ready to come back in. Left side now is Williams. Oh, Williams off the back of the iron and couldn't get it to fall. 120 to go, and now the Penguins are trailing by 7, 63-56. See who the foul was called against. Olivia Williams is going to go to the line. So no time will run off the clock. Alicia Flatten has come back in, fans, after Flatten rolled an ankle, something terrible, about 5 minutes ago.
She's
in the air.
Beautifully, yeah. Still.
She's going back and forth. That ankle's going to be sore tomorrow, but I bet her adrenaline is running. Now Char out, Baskerville in as Olivia Williams converts the first one, 63-57, 1:20 to go. Can the Penguins do it?
It'll take defense, no more muff passes.
And Williams gets a second one to drop now, 63-58.
Shots like that will do it. Penguins need points.
Over to the left side now, the Penguins on defense. The clock is rolling, we're at 1:10. 63-58. The Penguins need a couple of big-time turnovers without fouls. Now Fushikashi has it. She drives in left side. Fushikashi short off the rim. Oh, Flatten. Flatten comes down with it. We're inside of a minute, fans. 63-58. Penguins need some points, and they need them fast. Flatten on the way. No, short. Ouch. And was Flatten fouled? I think she was. Oh, Flatten talks to the referee, but the ref won't give it to her. I think Flatten got fouled on the way up there. But they do not call the foul with 47.7 seconds.
Onlookers on their feet, hoping to see some more action from the Penguin ladies here. Not much time left.
Nope. Kepua Lee on the line now. Lee has been very solid from the line tonight on the way, yes. 64-58. Out Baskerville in Chardonnay. Kepua Lee will go back to the line at halftime, folks. J-Wo and I will be taking a short break.
We'll be back soon.
But, yeah, we'll be back with some pregame action. Game notes before the guys tip off schedule for 7:30. The second one rattles home. 65-58. Clock rolls. Penguins on offense. The Penguins need 7 points, and they need it fast. Oh, no. And Chardonnay Nelson with a turnover. Chardonnay with a travel. Ouch. Oh, that's painful. 41.7 seconds. Baskerville in. Chardonnay out.
The late turnovers killing the Penguin ladies here.
The Penguins led most of the game by around, I'd say, an average of 8 or 9 points. They had it up to as many as 11 in the second half, but now they trail by 7. We're coming up on 30 seconds left in the game. 65-58. In the backcourt now is Baskerville. She's trying to get the ball away from Sana Yi. Sana Yi heaves it across the course to Kepa Lee. Now the Oaks just trying to kill some of the clock. Kepa Lee drives in left side, 10 on the shot. And I think Kepa Lee may have traveled. Nope. The foul is against Lauren Seltenrich, and one of the best free throw shooters in the league is Kepa Lee, and she's going to the line.
Timeout's called.
Coach Mitchell has called another timeout. It's a good time to do it. 20.9 seconds to go. Oh, the Penguins just had it in their grasp, and they just got sloppy in the second half. Man, is that brutal. Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University and the official radio home of the CalPAC champion Penguins. Men's basketball coming up in about 25 minutes, it looks like. We're at 7:05 exactly on the West Coast, fans of the good old U.S. of A. We're here in California. Pacific Standard Time. Stuart Horn, J-Wo on the radio home of the Penguins. Radio.Dominican.edu. A pretty packed house tonight, Thursday night basketball. As J-Wo mentioned before, he and I will be on the air on Tuesday, February 6th against Ladies Night only that night. The ladies will be taking on the Lady Banana Slugs from UC Santa Cruz. Now, the pocket calendar has it listed at 7 o'clock, but I believe it's actually a 7:30 tip-off. J-Wo and I will be on the air at 7:20 with the pregame information for you. And the end of the timeout has come. 20.9 seconds to go, and Kepua Lee is on the line. Lee marches in place, bouncing the ball on the way. Oh, she missed it way right. It's tipped out, and it's taken down by Sonnet Yi. Man, that rolled across all 10 players until Yi finally got it at the top of the key. 15 seconds, and now Sonnet Yi's got it. And at 65-58, we're coming up on 10 seconds. I don't like the way this is looking, J-Well. 8 seconds now. The Penguins need 7 points. Sonnet Yi's got it. Shot clock is off. 3, 2, and Menlo has done it. They came back from being way down as the Penguins led by as many as 11. And they battled back under head coach Caitlin Collier. And at midcourt, both teams with the high fives. J-Wo, that was, this is hard to swallow as the Penguins looked like they were going to create a miracle tonight, which would have kept them very much alive in the conference against the undefeated Oaks. But the Oaks, proving why they're first place in the conference, they came roaring back in the second half.
Able to finish just a little stronger than our Penguin ladies.
Man, you're not kidding. That was tough to watch for Penguin fans, but, you know, that's why they do it.
That's why we stay for the men's game.
That's right. Let's see here. So we're going to send it back now. Okay. Hey, okay, we have a little bit of a surprise segment coming up for you in a minute. Between J-Wo's going to have an interview with some of the kids in the stands, and that'll be in a couple of minutes. And then we'll be back with the pregame notes. It's 25 minutes exactly until the Penguin men tip off, as Olivia Williams is being interviewed on camera now, I guess, for some TV work. 25 minutes exactly on the overhead before the guys tip off. Stuart Horn, J-Wo on radio. Dominican.edu. Please stay with us, and we'll be back with the guys, the CalPAC champion Penguins from Dominican University of California.